I thought I was going to speak on open doors for just 2 or 4 days, but it looks like I'm going to speak on open doors for the whole month of May. Faith to move into open doors. And this morning we'll be speaking on a door of opportunity. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 12 to 13, the New Living Translation. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 12 to 13, the New Living Translation. That's Apostle Paul speaking. Paul says, when I came to the city of Troas to preach the good news of Christ, the Lord opened a door of opportunity for me. Somebody say, a door of opportunity. But Paul says, I had no peace of mind because my dear brother Titus hadn't yet arrived with a report from you. And note this. So I said goodbye and went on to Macedonia to find him. Apostle Paul, who was a mission evangelist planting church, now for apostle to towns and community, an evangelist for Christian presence there, and a door of opportunity for Apostle Paul was when a community receives him and grants him access to share the word. That's a door of opportunity for Apostle Paul.
Was Mafu Paul now from Ninya no yen some pekeni o con cron cron crassi crassi ne bia Christo sumin you wano ozoko wano. When I from no one de abua or ya combeny de woman of pint money one chain yaminas.
But in verse 13, look at verse 13. Paul intimates in verse 13 that he said goodbye to the door of opportunity. Because he was not in a good state of mind to take advantage of the door of opportunity.
He was
expecting Pastor Titus for some time. Titus had not arrived and he was disturbed. So when the door of opportunity opened, he said goodbye to the door of opportunity. I'll come again another time. Happens, experiences that Paul went through. All of us sometimes in life. It is regrettable, but sometimes we say goodbye to wonderful doors of opportunity. It could be a door of opportunity for marriage, a door of opportunity for a job, a door of opportunity for some investment. Sometimes these doors open, but we say goodbye, I won't enter the door.
Obotumaya abu akwembe ya oya war ejuma anedez wuska bokwako rebi bim no du baby wa braboma eye yankasa hu na yeje imoko.
My brother-in-law used to work in the NIB so many years ago.
Ifi bebra wa basonko na ma akonta nka ota do ye ejuma wo NIB.
And there was this Kwao businessman who had started an emerging business. And whenever he came to the bank, my brother-in-law gave him special attention. This went on for some time. And this emerging business was growing. At that time, they were at Kantamanto. So this businessman one day spoke to my brother-in-law and said, come and work with me. Come and help me.
Nti dem pepe ye ozigwe idakro onye munye yi kase. No, catch any. The brand enye mimbe ye juma.
No, when you are in a job where your salary is certain and you move to a place where you are not sure of your salary, it can be a risk.
Na ewo bebi enyim dem otse bia busumo so ebeji wa akotue enyim awunsabaka. Na erukwa bebi a akotue numpo enyim mo obeye no. Odru bebi a no yisan kakra.
Ma, the business was emerging, the account system was not in order, was not properly structured. And this man wanted my brother-in-law to come and help them structure the account system. My brother-in-law was not an accountant, but was had experience in accounting because of his bank experience. And the man felt like my brother-in-law could be of help to him, say, come and work with us.
Nti edwuma na bana na washa asa nti ohia obi ana nka odi won sika sambo tutu ye osande na wonyi hihye bia wo hot dem mun and the brain na wawia ba konta na wawia
from the
kasam jumezi won it's okay chain the brain be ye edwuma.
So my mother-in-law resigned from the gym and then went to work with this business that was emerging.
Papa ya ma fi na washa edwuma asifu,
and this business grew.
Move
out of Kantamanto into their own facility. I mean, industrial, I mean, they were growing.
Inti wofi Kantamanto na wako baby on one kasa wesi. Then when ejuma bia, in ejuma ni ring.
And for some time, my brother-in-law was their accountant until they employed a professional accountant. He became so close with the boss, became like his confidant.
Inti odru baby no na mini ma kunte na osho yen sikasam no da kodru baby a wato nsafro obia wa ye sikasam hu wa wesu azu wo hu na obodru baby no onyi nufutufu.
Normally we say the rest is history.
Na obi bakada nkai no oye abakwasam.
Because of my brother-in-law's faithfulness, cars were bought for him.
Onam nu nukorizinti wato ahian sa.
The boss gave him a gift of a house. One day he went to the place where the house was to look at the house and see what they can do to move in. And whilst he was driving or walking past where the house was, he saw a place for sale.
Nti da kori bia a waacha ne dan no orukwa akohwe ma otse na wetu market mu okwekwoto da asase bi de dan no hu na ahwe gudo na papa bi jina won osa brantie asase mutan.
My brother-in-law bought the land.
Ma kunte oto asase.
And today he has a mansion on that property.
In the way sidan kakra wa asase no
the same mansion he has put up one in our home, our town kwawo
da medan na we si no we sukuru su wenye no krom.
Can I have an amen here?
Amen.
He has three children. All of them, he has bought cars for them. All of them. He was given a door of opportunity. He didn't say no. He entered the opportunity.
Experience.
Today, he has so much business experience in the corporate world.
And there, Eben, Edumatu, Piazan, Fana, Ewude, Ousian, Wunka,
hotels.
Na baby, I'm home, Jibia, we, baby.
And my brother-in-law is one of the confidants, personal aid of his boss today.
Zima Kunte, Ono, na Penini, Abibia, Onyena Fajin, and there, Ono, na Osha, Ninjumazinodo.
If he was in his former employment, he would not have enjoyed the blessings he's enjoying today. Sometimes, regrettably, we say goodbye to doors of opportunity. I know a lady about 35 years ago. She was so pretty lady. The guitar shaped one. A young man who had just graduated from school proposed to her.
Na abrante baby on the school where we school or send a pay.
And the lady sized up the young man. You just completed school. You want to come and marry me?
Na akete say or shall abrante no soul na say no catch and I will ask you in a real school. A pedal about where I'm here.
No.
Dabby.
That was about 30 years ago. That lady is still not married. She's in a slow march to old age. That young man today has businesses, houses, a lovely wife and children. He has grandchildren today. That lady,
Tija,
doors of opportunity. They come to us, sometimes we say goodbye to doors of opportunity. There's always the challenge of assessing the future in a potential wife or a potential husband. There's always a challenge. If I marry this man or this woman, what's the future for us? There's always a challenge.
Moreover, I could say another I bring say and that in you then. Abibia ayo ya how.
Some doors have what I call a blurred future.
Mbubi wa wa otsume de o yanetu mye wuni ye.
You are not sure what's in the ship.
Ey mpa ye mu baby anedan.
And sometimes when you move into such relationships, it's a risk venture.
Ayo du baby a duitsu
brother clay.
But
you can see snakes in the room.
But
you don't care. I'll still enter the room. Some doors have a dangerous future. Some of you know it, but you don't care. I mean, there are blurring signals. It's danger, but we ignore the signals and move into abusive rooms and dark rooms for the rest of our lives.
We move in with partners whom
we can classify as terrorists. You saw it coming, but you ignored it.
Now,
you brought young men who they want to introduce to me and say, "Daddy, this is the man I want to marry."
Remember, Kete, see, Benny B, you were a word, and Brenton, baby, but also, Papa, you know, I'm a pedam worry.
And some of them coach them before they bring them to me.
When daddy
will ask you this, say this. He will ask you this, say
Papa
this.
Baby so day, kaday.
But you, my daughter, you know that the man, the product you are bringing, that product stinks. It's like a fish that was caught that had not been preserved. You know it, that it stinks. But you're putting perfume on the fish and you are bringing it to my office. I remember very well, I was a young man, alcoholic, I could see on his lips. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Everything I said, the young man answered nicely. And we had a big wedding in church those days. The father brought her daughter to be married. Just within a year. My money was out of the rubber. And it was smelling badly in their house. The news got to the father, and somebody came to tell me that the lady's father said that he's coming to see you. He's annoyed. I said, why? He said, why did you bless the marriage? And I told myself that when he comes, I asked him, why did you bring your daughter?
Papa, not a son, no, 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 no
Masman Bisande, I dating as an older Tanabai. Some doors, you are fortunate. Oh, there, can you ask for them more? Oh, them, what thing go? I said, I'm still a Marco room. I want to get them more. One nice lady, she told me, says, Pastor Pedro, for me, I thought it was normal that men should beat their wives. So when my husband was beating me, I thought it was normal. He would beat me, drag me from the bedroom to the living room. And
I thought it was normal. But
there are some doors which are indeed doors of opportunity. The future is blurred but promising. There are some jobs, there are doors of opportunity. The future is blurred but promising. There's always the question of what are the determinants to determine whether I should move into the door or not enter the door or say goodbye to the door? What are the determinants? I'm going to use my personal life, me and mommy, as a case study in this situation. What did mommy see in me? Did she see a future in me? When she agreed to marry me? Maybe you will ask her one day. I was working with my daddy at that time. Staying with my daddy. Do you not have my own apartment? Do you not have furniture? Do you not have a fridge? Do you not have a TV?
TV.
But she said, yes.
Okay, then you, bra.
What I mean, Hollywood woman, people go and then kneel and say, will you marry me?
Then call Fuki Tempetiana. Answer and Wobbes will pay no way, we'll show when you're there and a bower, my dad.
We were friends for some time.
Yeah, I am Kofa, do be.
For almost about 7 years, we were friends.
Baya, if you're shiny, a good eye, Shaho.
Then I agreed that I want to marry her.
Name will be imagined there with him more.
To cut the long story short, we married, we went to honeymoon in Tuck Riding.
Now, each has something to do with you. Worry, now you're quay. There you're quay, and they're quay, and now we're Tuck Riding.
November 1985.
Remember, no, in November, but some no.
2nd November 1985.
November, that ought to do it be.
This year will be 39 years.
I feel now you worry, yes, in fear, dear son, I couldn't.
When we came back from honeymoon, we don't have a place to stay. You know, my plan was that my dad rented a 3-bedroom apartment at a Sekova Mantem, and I had one room to myself. So my plan was that I'll bring my wife there and then take my time to look for accommodation.
The main bed on Papa and Dana Wahenu. No, ye peer down crebassa. I mean, me to cream. Into me, I dream them when you are mean by Babesha Mizina, Mitsimim, Nama Toba, my Yenshe.
Those days there was no marriage counseling, premarital counseling, so nobody counseled us.
The membrane no answer, neighbor, no, 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 no.
So when we came back and I went to my father's, where my father was renting, I went to my room. All my things have been packed from the room.
About
3 or 4 items has been packed in the corner. My dad had moved into where I was sleeping and made this hall, living room. I didn't ask him any question. But the statement was clear that we don't want you in this house. Where are we going to sleep? Where are we going to stay? We ended up in mommy's grandmother's into her grand auntie's apartment. She had traveled to London at that time.
Nseti bebe ye kwewi enyi de mami ni na nebesi enu nua ni fie na dan a na we tu kwankọ abruchi da membre na wona ye ka.
And I'm sure some people might have said, but we didn't hear. What a stupid boy and a foolish girl.
Mi jimi zidan kọ fọ kan kan sai anse de ebe na abrente jimu funyi na akete isi akwasi enyi.
Ebe wore bi ni banyi beben ne katra. Now, I'll be saying, so in this and Mukunda, if I catch an easy nature, she was still willing to follow me.
Now, Oguda, why I cried, you do busy me?
This woman,
them, mommy,
your mother,
oh, yeah, mommy,
my wife,
oh, yeah, me, Yuri.
Did she take a wise decision?
Anna, Osisigina, I answer, woman,
when you adore for opportunity, my worm. Did she take a wise decision? I didn't have anything. In fact, my first television was a gift that Abani gave to me, black and white.
Nana malamini shia TV ozikana na mshano no yetuntum ne fufu
biya. We perched at her grandmother's place for 6 months before we moved into our own two-bedroom apartment.
Inti yakoko so nana nani fiwa abaya busumi isia ansa na yankasa yana dana ayehe yekotini.
My furniture was a furniture with rubber as. No fridge. This one, I won't say it loud. No bed. That's how we started life. But she was still blind. The future was blind. But she was still willing to follow me. Life was ministry. I'm sure we hosted Bishop Akua and the wife. We hosted Ampia Coffee there so many years ago. Ampia Coffee slept there.
Then Pierre Cor Ebien no Nankofu Bebre ni embete and Pierre Kofi Bebe.
We were all ministry. That is all that I had. My love for the Lord and ministry. My teaching ministry, my music ministry. Visiting schools and churches. That's all that I had. Ministry. I remember listening to Bishop Ogo of Lighthouse. Bishop Ogo normally stands with Bishop Dak doing his healing crusades. You find him telling what's this is a sickness that the person got healed. He was preaching at Keeper's House some years ago. I was there. He said, Bishop Ampedu, I remember when I was in the France with him.
Bishop Ogo, say, so for Dak, or you crusade on you. I say, so far, Ampedu, Mikeshen, we keep us. Make care them, Bram, one fans of
him. There was a young man who came there, we call him Brother Ampedu.
Now, I bring CAB or Bawa, our friend, Brother Ampedu.
He'll come with his guitar and singing group.
About Jinis and Kun.
Those days, I was a bad boy in fans of him.
The membrane of fans of him, I'm a frog one man.
And in fact, Bishop Oko did something that I was so humble. She came, knelt before me, and said, Bishop, thank you for bringing the word to us at the first beam.
Into a baby in chair woman, you also suffer pain. Yet there was that the membrane as I summoned the brain and one fan to him.
That's all that I had.
No, Mamma, why?
And that's all your mother saw in me. And she said, I will marry this man.
Yeah, mammy, oh, no, mumu, no, cutting you more.
What I had was the ability to mentor young men and women. So our house was always filled with young men and women. They come and eat free. Some of them are still not paid.
There, mana mwa ni de metete inkatesia nembrentiye mifie ina demu mofome ya ashawo mawaba wobedidi indempo yenti binu mwanka.
It even became frightening when I left my business I was doing, closed the shop and said I was going to do ministry. It became even more frightening.
Obenye wuka simposin de mutume ejume ni anami yenim na maka edem reba abeyi razi ni ejume.
I remember very well when I told her we go 87 when we said we want to start this work.
You see, make powder the membrane and make a chain. No, there yes, you may ask.
Those days, she rarely challenged me when I made suggestions those days. Unlike today. She will fight me now. But those days, you take everything I say.
The membrane no you but to assemble make a bia in you. So then, they make a BBR.
So I remember I was sitting with her in the kitchen, those two bedroom up my kitchen, and those days she was using coal pot.
And
so while she was preparing the dish, she said quietly, she says, Kwabra, what page you may be a yanka, babo? Because we started a church, small boys and small girls, no salary. I mean, it was the home was dependent on a small salary.
And
she really spoke her heart. It was around the same period we visited my big brother, Reverend Paul Zani, and the wife at Takwa. The wife passed away last year.
The main being man, your cousin, Munia Benin, Paul Zani, and Fidan Ufimokwe.
The former Assistant General Superintendent of Assemblies of God Church. Very good brother.
Assemblies of God. Then paying
for. And while we were visiting Nelly, I mean, Pastor Paul's wife, it's Doris, but we're so close, so we call her Nelly. But when I went to the funeral, and I went to greet Reverend Paul, he called me close. You know, he was recovering from stroke, so he can't speak loud. He called me close to his ears, and just to my ear. He says, Ampidu, Nelly, who? Because Nelly was the name we were using, not Doris, you know. We were so close. Went to visit him, and Nelly took mommy aside. I had not spoken to Nelly. And spoke to her about ministry and the need for her to stand by me in ministry. And that was when ministry for me took off.
Now, from the member known as
what did I see in her? You see, you must always, I said, the challenge is being able to assess the future in somebody you call a door of opportunity. Assess it. It's very critical. What did I see in her?
Hey, you've been here, Papa, Pade, Akombeniba, Ebo Huna, Shushada, Ampara, you know, the Mrs. Juma, Ebenazina Muhunu.
What did I see in that young girl that I'd met? Two things that have never left your mother till now. I saw selflessness and contentment. Selfless. If you give her 2 CDs, she will take it. 50 CDs for market, she will take it. She won't fight you if you don't have chop money. She won't starve you if there's no chop money. Some of you starve your husband because he didn't have chop money. She won't starve you. Selflessness. It's content. Now, 39 years later, she has not changed. It's not a matter of she did that so that I will marry her. She has not changed. That is her. Still selfless. Still content. You know what? At that time, I was working with my dad. Yeah, the shop in Kotokraba. And opposite the shop was these people we call Zabrama people. So one day the man called me.
Into that call, Papa na from.
Gave me one of the wisest counsel. He said, Kobra, I see a lot of young girls who come to your shop because church girls will come there.
I was
very active in my church, very active. And then a man told me, let me give you a counsel about the kind of girls you should embrace.
Fa akete se ba owo de ajinutu.
Is that my one? He said, the girls who will come to your shop, who will tell you, can I take this? Can I take this? Can I take this? Be very careful of them.
I say, nkete se ba na owo be fia ajinu kada min fe ya, motuma fe ya, motuma ode shohu.
And it was true.
No, I no quarrel.
Some of my sisters in the Lord, when they come there, Brampedu met my fire. Brampedu him in fire. Brampedu him in fire. I mean, we were in church, but you know, people had knees and sometimes. So, when a man told me, I started being very circumspect.
See, Papa, no, Oka, Sam, Nature, no, Matina, one, I'm a general.
Mom was my best friend there.
The member, no, no, I mean, Uncle Brebo.
But she never once came to my shop and said, can I take this? Never once.
Never
once. She had the access, could have said, never once. And that was, for me, the determinant in why I wanted to marry her.
Now, I from
can I have an amen here? Did I take a risk? Did she take a risk? Yes.
Inyo.
Has it paid off? I'm sure it was worth the risk. See, doors of opportunity are always risky. Would I have married another lady if I don't marry her?
Sure.
There were many ladies in church who have jumped to the opportunity to marry Brother Ampedu. But would I have had one who is selfless, understanding, accommodating. Look at the way that your mom accommodates all of you. He doesn't drive anybody from me.
You go to some
places and play around. So for house of mommy will open his eyes and watch you.
But sure, now see.
Mommy is very accommodating. Will I have got one who is accommodating? Supportive.
Or your boyfriend.
Who does not threaten me with divorce?
Oh no, yeah, Bibia, no, did a major hour.
I'm a major hour. Mean to be that 39 years. It's one hour academic, one for one, and one serve on the fetcher.
Amen.
One serve on the fetcher.
Amen.
How can be that? Tell me, my yes, then. You might yes, pa, yet the com. And if I mean, down or a bum, I said, come here, come this moon. In this guy busy. A bum, or yanim, and a commas, master, no commas. Will I have gotten one who is still pretty at 64?
And then Kamenya, Bessiaba, Esha Nisha Wazia, Oguda, Ojina, and Andido, so we are.
She is one of a kind.
I am strong, cool, or the Mufua.
She is one of a kind.
Or the Mufua.
Listen, this one, it fits me good.
Iyewa, Okoye, Mam, Papa, Poya, Mumaza.
Oh, almost at another one. The man or the moon. No alteration. Sometimes, upon my time, I'm like, no alteration, no alteration. No alteration. Or the moon. Or the moon cry. I tell you, she's my upper mamma. There be no alteration. I worry, I imagine I can watch them near Bogua. We have been near Bogua, extra near Bogua. I'm alteration good thing here. You are. I'm alteration good thing. She fits me good.
Adamo.
And I'm thankful to God for my wife.
Namadaya miasi. Does it make your mom?
For my children.
Mamba.
And for my sons and daughters in ministry. I'm going to close with this. Before you say goodbye to any door of opportunity, do a proper assessment with the future in mind. Before you say yes to a door of opportunity or goodbye to a door of opportunity, do proper, a good appraisal.
Nta san na ebeka de akwangbe ibi nko anade ebeja atum no or death na ho no wankasa eye nhwehwemi.
You have a future with this man?
Ana bretie samenye no bobra da acho obokoye amaye na.
Do you have a future with this woman?
Ana akete sebe menye no bobra da achi obesi yeye ya.
Listen, appraisers, assessments is the same word. Benchmarks and specifics are critical for any destiny decision. Think about it.
Critical.
Appraisers, assessments, benchmarks, the standards, measures. Specifics. Are critical for every destiny decision. Should I or shouldn't
I?
The story would have been different if it had been another lady. I'm sure. Different. Or she had married another man. It could be anything. But there was one benchmark I saw in her. Selflessness and contentment as I want it. Listen, doors of opportunity will open to you. There are some you must enter with all your might. There are some you must watch carefully. And assess the future dimensions of what you are entering into. It could be a job. It could be traveling abroad. One of my sons called me. He says, I'm meeting a lady who just came to the country and I have to talk to her. And I said, and she said, Daddy, I don't know what to tell her. She just moved into the country. Just moved into the country. And I said, what she come to do? I don't know. Just jump and you're abroad. When Abraham sent his servant to go for a wife for Isaac, he says, God, this is the kind of woman I want. When I ask her for water, she should be a woman who say, I'll give you water and your camel's water. And when Rebecca came, she saw Rebecca, say, honey, can you give me some water? I'm thirsty. She said, yes, yes, I'll give you water.
So Rebecca Beno also dofo and able to mama so see nyonyo momo obi.
And then she as she watched, Rebecca gave all the camels water.
It's in bra oration, Rebecca. They fupon kwesu nyina omo won nsu
bi mo. God, are you answering my prayer?
And he razi wetin mo mpae bo.
He had clarity on what he wanted.
You know the pefe onyimza na oshishe.
He was not unmeasured. Listen, in this life, doors of opportunity are going to open to you. You must declare what you want for your future.
Say more,
you must be measured. What is in this for me for the next 10 years?
Or
39 years down the line, I can say that I'm moving to the right room. You might have moved into wrong rooms in the past. But you are here this morning to receive a word that will help you as we take the next decision of your life. Doors of opportunity, jobs, going abroad, marriages. Blessings. Do proper assessments. You must have benchmarks. This is the kind of man I want. This is the kind of woman I want. Have benchmarks. You must be specific. So that you don't live your life on ambiguity, and you are ambiguous about your life.
Awo abrabo na erobo no awu inyi me erishwe bibia towa na afandama.
You must know what you want in life.
Abibio di hu me shwe wa abrabo.
I have a prayer for you.
Nemo mpa ebo amobo ma onye de.
Can somebody say, "Daddy, pray for us"?
Papa,
I will continue next week. I have so many things to say. May God open your eyes to see God's bountiful doors of opportunity and blessing. That lady who said no to that young man, the story would have been different today if she had said yes. But that time, the young man didn't look attractive. Just completed school, started work.
He
didn't look attractive. But may God help you. Others may not recognize their doors of opportunity. Others may not recognize their doors of opportunity. But may you not neglect what God has opened for you and prepared for you. Can somebody say a big amen?
Amen.